systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
To the Jam Hole. Today is Saturday, April 11th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 178, take two.
Take two.
Don't even remind me.
Right? Yes. Oh, fuck. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. If you call and your number says unknown, say stuff. Don't just be like, because that's really stupid and annoying. Like, if you're going to prank call, like, make it a prank.
Yeah, like, actually say something funny,
when
maybe?
You call and you don't say anything, that's not a prank.
No. It's stupid. Not.
So, yeah, this is take two. If you guys didn't know, I know a lot of you guys, it was too late by the time we went to the metal show, the little fundraiser for Ozzypalooza, May 23rd. That's going to be our second live audience show, our first local one, the second one that we're going to do. We're going to do a couple live shows in New York. We are leaving for New York when?
Monday. Holy fuck.
Monday morning at like fucking
6 in the morning.
6 in the morning. The party's still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't. Okay.
I can't wait to be that tired again.
I know. God. It's going to be awesome. So,
and
yeah.
I cannot sleep on airplanes either.
No?
I just can't fall asleep.
Really? I can sleep on whatever.
I can't sleep in the car either.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah, Friday night, like, we talked about a lot of this stuff, and we're not going to get too into it because it's lost. But, yeah, we worked the door for Cysted Union, which was the metal show fundraiser for the May 23rd show. And I talked to Ryan today, and you know how much money we raised?
How much?
$126. Booyah!
Oh, yeah!
You know how much money he spent on advertising for that show?
At least five times more.
$120.
Right. Oh, really?
That gives us a grand total profit of $6.
Yes!
Woo! Yes! That's why I took money out before he counted it, so we made... No, I'm totally kidding.
That you're not supposed to say
that. That's a dick thing to do, Matt.
He
a
listens to this.
Dick thing to do. He doesn't listen to this.
Well, he does when he's playing World of Warcraft,
he's
I'm sure.
Yeah. Right? Awesome. So, yeah, we were there, and the whole thing of it was I was just going to hang out for, like, a couple hours and help him run the door, and then once you got off work, we were going to come here and do the show at 11 or midnight like we were scheduled to.
Right.
We ended up staying for the whole thing, which got over at, like, 1. We ended up leaving halfway through Enemy Mindset. And
yeah,
then,
it was, like, 12:30 when we left.
Right, we got back here probably around 1 o'clock. By
I
the
was
time we
drunk.
Got, you were drunk. You were kind of buzzed, not really, and then...
Not quite at all.
By the time we got everything ready and started the show, it was, like, 2 o'clock, and there was nobody here. We Twittered it, we SMS'd it. I'm like, Brayden, you probably shouldn't SMS because you're going to wake people up. He's like, good, fuck it, let's wake them up.
So wake them up anyway. Point.
So that was Brayden's fault. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Whatever. None of those people showed up.
Well, because they were fucking sleeping.
Right.
So it didn't matter.
2 in the morning here is like 4 or 5 in the morning everywhere.
Put your
else.
Fucking phone on vibrate when you go to sleep.
Oh, so, but we did actually, we had a bunch of people hanging out from Australia, from the UK, because they were, like, just waking up.
Some
and dude
like, from New York.
Yeah, some dude from New York with a British accent.
That like, was weird.
That was weird.
That messed with me.
So it was cool. We got a bunch of people, and they all ended up subscribing to the show and stuff. And we finished the show, and, you know, we're like, we'll see you guys Sunday, because we're going to do a show Sunday night at midnight till 2 in the morning, and then we're going to pack up all the shit, we're going to hop in the car, we're going to drive 120 miles to Missoula. You got the meth, right?
I got it.
Ooh, meth. Okay, so...
Wait, I thought you were supposed to get that. Fuck.
Hey, wait, what car?
my car.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. We don't even know, like,
We don't know.
I found a place for the cat to go. You know where she's going?
Where?
Right fucking here.
What?
Our friend Kyle Cookie, he's been on the show, the kid that looks like Milhouse. He's gonna come here every day and feed the cat and scoop out the litter box and stuff.
Nice. What a friend.
I'm like, if you actually do that while we're back also, you can just come here and clean out the litter box and feed the cat, that'd be awesome. So
maybe bring some weed.
Yeah, so we stop the show, and I go over to that computer as per usual, and I, Brayden let it record a little long, so I cut off, I highlight the last part of silence, and I hit delete, and sorry for the inconvenience. If you weren't doing anything important, if you were, I apologize, but Cool Edit Pro 2.1 will now close. And I'm like, huh.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
No. While we were actually doing a show.
Yeah, not in the last 177 shows.
It did that one other time while I was recording the hip-hop album, a couple tracks to finish that up. It crashed, and when I opened it again, it said, hey, I just crashed, but I saved your session. Do you want to finish working with it? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Continue session. And it brought everything in as if nothing crashed at all.
Amazing.
And then I saved it and everything was cool. So I'm like, no big deal, right?
Right.
We'll just continue session. I fucking click it and it opens up and it loads the tracks and I see them there. And then, dirt! Cool Edit Pro has encountered an error and will now close. Sorry for your inconvenience. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
So then we were awake for like another 2 hours
so
after that.
So then I hit okay, you can go ahead and close, and I'm like, what are the chances that I'm gonna open it again and everything will be just fine? I'm like, it'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
So I fucking open it again and it actually does not.
It just
ask
opens.
Me if I would like to recover my previous session. Nothing. Gone. Dust in the wind.
Over 2 hours.
Over 2 hour show. Awesome stuff. We talked about how I acquired this holy water.
We did some shots.
We
of
took
it.
Some shots of holy water. You guys will never know what happened, but we saved a little bit. And
that's
we
will, coming with us.
That's coming with us to New York. And I guess I want to tell you guys how I acquired it, because it's a cool story how I got it and stuff. And I hate telling these stories over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this one again.
It's not bad. It's not bad if it's something we talked about, like, you know, 6 months ago.
Right, because I already forgot.
I just did this yesterday. And I'm going to do it.
Even.
I'm going to do it again tomorrow. It's like, come on. So I'm like, you know, live video automatically archives all our shit,
right? Supposedly.
Every day, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when we do the show, I go there and I save two video clips for our live video section, and then we upload it to our forum so you can watch, you know, if you're new to the show or if you didn't catch the live show and we make a joke and we're like, oh, that was totally a visual, you can actually go and watch the clip of it. So I'm like, no problem. I'll rip the audio out of the live video. It won't sound as good.
But at least there's a show.
It'll be something. So I go fucking thejamhole.com/live archive or Brockive also works.
Nice.
And it pulls up and it says last archive 2 days ago, which was Wednesday's show.
Right.
And I'm like,
What happened here?
I don't understand. And so the next 2 hours after that, I'm sitting there reading up on the old Centrillium. They're the ones who made Cool Edit Pro. I did a search for how to recover temp files and all that shit. And there's a way, if you have the temp files saved, that you can turn it back into a PCM, which will import into Cool Edit, which will give you your shit.
Uh-huh.
There was no temp files. Gone.
Of course.
Totally gone. Of course. So I'm looking through all the live archive. There's nothing there. It's like God was pissed or something, because we talked about Good Friday.
Right.
We talked about Easter, the holy water, the
shots of
holy water.
Maybe the shots of holy water wasn't the best thing to do.
Did that put it over the top?
Does live video have a problem with us?
That was the other thing I'm thinking of. Maybe, because I know there's people at work for live video, and every now and then they watch shows or they check, you know, they approve your stuff.
Because right.
If you're cussing or there's titties, it has to be labeled 18 and over. So I was thinking maybe they saw that and they were like, whoa, that's too far.
Especially that's on Good Friday of all days.
Right, that's like worse than desecrating Holy Communion. You guys are actually, because after I told the story of how I got that, they're like, that's really blessed holy water.
Yeah.
You can't do that, and maybe they killed our live video archives, which is understandable, I guess, but... You can't offer a place to do a free open media and then pick and choose and say, whoa, that went over the top. Like, you can't do that, even though I guess it's their site and they can. But it just seemed really weird that Cool Edit crashes and we lose it there, and then live video doesn't archive anything. It's like we didn't even do the show. No evidence of it at all.
No, nothing.
Not such a Good Friday.
You know what there was?
What?
The poll.
Really?
We did a poll about Easter. Do you give a shit? Hey, yes. Praise God and no hail Satan or who gives a shit.
I'm sure they like that too.
But they didn't erase the poll then, so that's why I think it was just a glitch. And what also makes me think that is that lately I've been saving three clips because the shows have been going a little longer, so I try and get, you know, the middle, the second middle, and then the end of the show.
Yeah.
And only one of them have been saving. The other two give me error when encoding.
Well, of
please
course.
Re-upload. And it's like, I can't re-upload it because I never downloaded it.
Right.
It's on your shit, and your shit just fucked it all up.
Thanks,
so fuck
again.
Me. So I don't know what happened, but... And it sucks because I've given shit to so many of our friends that do podcasts, Stereo Radiation and Hotcakes, when they're like, oh man, we just lost our show.
And
so
we're always and like, I'm if always that like, ever happens
oh,
to us.
That never happens to us.
Yeah.
How's it feel, guys?
Huh?
That's not, okay, well, fuck us. It finally did happen.
But
so.
It took 177 episodes for it to happen.
Not too bad.
That's pretty good.
So that sucks. So we were up to like 4 in the morning. I'm fucking around. I go to the live video bug report and I'm like, hey, is there any chance you still have this on your servers? Because this is really important. Our software crashed, and also your shit did not work. So if you could find that and send it to me. And then I went to their contact page and sent them an email also and told them about their shit not encoding properly.
Let's see if they give a fuck at all and respond.
Let's check the old email. And no.
Cool.
They apparently do not give a fuck.
Awesome.
So I don't know. As soon as that happened, like, Braden was in tears again.
Right.
And I was just
And he was masturbating with him.
I was doing that.
Right.
I was so pissed, though, the whole day.
Oh, I know.
TheJaml.com
Dude,
slash
he didn't
Twitter.
Even talk until right now before the show, basically, all day long.
Yeah,
in
I
this
said,
awful funk.
I said, fuck all today. And then, on top of that shit, I'm delivering food tonight, and this is my last day at work. So I'm like, all right, let's make some good tips. No whammies, big bucks, no whammies.
50
cents.
Boom!
Whammies, man. The last delivery of the day, I go there and I'm like, oh, here's your food. And he's like, oh, just a minute. Honey, do you have any more money? And she's like, maybe. And she comes with a handful of quarters. And I'm like, all right, I'll take quarters and change. And he gives it to me, and I look at it, and the order was $28.50, and I look at it, and there's $28, and then there's 4 quarters. I'm like, and they look at me like, oh, we're so sorry, I thought we had more money than that. And as he's closing the door, I hear his fucking wife, or girlfriend, or whoever the fuck, be like, it's okay, honey, last time we tipped them $4.
Ooh.
I'm like, it wasn't me last time, you fucking slut! And then, I wanted to punch her in the face so bad.
I almost killed a fucking dog
50
today.
50 cents.
Did I tell you about that?
No.
I think you almost did. I heard some of it earlier. Go ahead.
I should have. Toka said you fucked his wife. I fucking should have. I should have knocked him the fuck out, tied him up and shit, gagged
fucked
his
her in
mouth,
front of him,
put him on the chair and been like, you like this? And
yeah.
then fucked her with
you got
a Bowie knife
watch.
And shit. And then, oh man, the things I would do. If I
so you
had
almost killed a dog.
Nothing
right.
else to lose.
Well, I just was in a bad mood all day for obvious
Why?
Reasons. Oh, I don't know.
He wasn't nearly as bad off as you were, though.
Yeah, so. Well,
that's because I got some of my aggression out earlier.
But that's also because I've been on this planet 10 more years than he has.
True.
So I have 10 years worth of built-up anger on top of
right.
what had just happened.
That's true.
He'll catch up. Don't worry.
I'm already getting close.
Wait till your mom's house gets foreclosed on. Then
yeah.
you come talk to me.
I will talk to you right after.
What
that,
is that?
Glad.
About the time. time we get back from NY?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's, yep. That's about right.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Shit. Now, you guys will be living with no internet or power before, and then the house.
Yeah,
but you know
and
what you
then
can
the
do?
House, right.
You can be like, hey, show me the note.
No.
Oh, what a scumbag thing to do. God. So, what happened?
No, I was just, I wanted to go golf and do something fun, maybe, because I was in a bad mood. So I go down there, and of course, there's fucking dogs and kids everywhere, and
right,
fucking shit
at a
everywhere,
park.
Of course.
Of course.
And we're on, like, the fifth hole, and Adam throws his disc. And then this couple walks by with their fucking eight dogs or whatever, none of which are on leashes, of course.
Of course.
And so I throw my disc, whatever, and then two of the dogs just start barking, running after after my dog.
I would have
right
fucking
after
took
disc.
Off right
oh,
after
oh, yeah. No, and oh, I fucking man. Ran up to the dog as it had my frisbee, and they're like, no, get back here, Sparky, or whatever the fuck his name was. And I fucking, like, grabbed the dog by the back of the neck.
Nice.
And I'm just, like, squeezing it, like, and I ripped the fucking disc out, and I just pushed it, and I was just about ready to fucking punch it or kick it, and then I look back and there's like these kids like,
oh my,
like,
God.
Oh my God, and I was like, oh, maybe not.
I'm an asshole.
That would have felt really good though.
Fucking rocking the jam hole shirt. Yeah, and shit.
I was wearing my jam hole shirt too.
Shazam says my dog goes crazy for frisbees, and Toka says my dog goes crazy for Mexicans.
Well, speaking of having bad days, you remember how earlier David was trying to get a new cell phone?
Right.
He went to Walmart and lost his phone. And
what?
He searched for it for over an hour and nobody turned it in. Now he has no cell
phone.
Well,
of course. Actually, it's a fucking BlackBerry. They're going to be like,
right?
BlackBerry.
David?
He just told me this
in the chat.
Is he in the chat? Yeah, he is.
Did you go after we left? Because I saw your phone at the restaurant, dude. It's sitting in where the coffee maker is. It's on
it
the table there.
Is did he leave it there?
Oh, I don't know. Did he go to Walmart after you guys left?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's not there. I saw it before I left.
Yeah,
so
he went to Walmart.
If he took it, if you took it with you to Walmart, then it's probably gone.
Forever.
But if not, so, well, that sucks.
That really sucks.
Well, now you really do need a new phone.
He's just going to have to stick with me.
I wonder if I can snag the work phone or something. I don't know. We'll figure that out. So, yeah, that was how our fucking Friday, Saturday. The show was cool.
It was a great show, actually.
I don't really want to talk that much about it again, but all the bands were decent. Yeah,
I only saw a couple.
I can't want to do it.
I can't talk about it again.
No,
it
I'm
just,
not.
It's
I'm good.
So weird. So, something I did want to mention, though. I went into town, and I cashed my check at Walmart. And I told you on the way there, I'm like, dude, I am just angry enough that if anyone bumps me, if anyone cuts in front of me, yeah, I am killing people today. Like, Walmart is the last place I wanted to fucking
be. And it's always a fucking zoo there.
Saturdays? Yeah, it fucking
every
is.
Fucking day.
And just because, like, all of this had happened, and we are in, we must look like the two most just hateful.
Oh, piss.
Like, if anyone could have read auras today, ours would have just been black.
Just fucking
just
black.
Hatred pouring out. So we're like, I'm like, dude, we got to go to town because I got to cash my paycheck because my boss gave me my paycheck a few days early so I would actually have money for the trip, seeing how I managed to save none. So I'm like, that's fine. I just won't pay any of these bills and I'll have this whole paycheck to go to New York with. No problem. It's just my phone bill. And my internet bill, which I guess we kind of need, but not while we're in New York.
No,
because so
our hotel has internet somehow.
That's right. Whee! So who cares? And my phone, they're not going to shut it off. They let you go for a while.
It's like a month sometimes.
Yeah, I'm good. So I'm like, all right, I got my paycheck on Friday, but the banks were closed then, and I couldn't cash it because they had to put money into the payroll account.
Right.
All this stupid shit. So we get up and it's like fucking 1:30 because we didn't go to bed till like 5 after.
I actually didn't even fall asleep till like 6:30.
Really? What kept you up?
I don't know. Maybe some bad thoughts I was having.
Were you bugged about that all night trying to fall asleep?
I was just laying there and I kept trying to like not think about it and I just closed my eyes and think about something else and then I just go right back to thinking about that again.
Are we actually recording?
Fuck. No, I'm kidding. We're recording.
That's
okay.
Funny. All right. So,
that was mean.
It was very mean. So, yeah, we didn't get up till late, and I'm like, shit, we gotta go cash the check. So I'm thinking my bank probably closes at 2:30 on Saturday.
Probably.
So we go to the first one. It's not even open on Saturday, so no. Fuck me. So then we go all the way across town to the other one, and there's traffic and shit. Like, it's Saturday.
And you're fucking weaving
through it.
It's
kind of nice out. I'm in the work truck, but I'm not giving a fuck now because I'm not going to be at work for the next week
and plus
if anyone calls in.
We were trying to get a show done before we went to work.
Yeah, that was the thing. We were going to do a show earlier before we even went to work.
Yeah.
But that didn't fucking happen.
Nope.
So we get to the other bank and it looks fucking closed. And I roll up there. We closed at 1 o'clock.
Of course you did. Right.
So I'm like, fuck me again. Where can we go to cash this $750 fucking paycheck?
And I'm like, well.
Well, Walmart cashes checks for $3. Of course they do. So yeah, we went there and cashed it. So now I really don't have any money in my bank account to put it on the card, so I'm going there with cash money, like $100 bills and shit. Oh god, we're gonna
horrible.
Get robbed.
All of us mugged.
Cool, because when we get there, we'll be in a huge group of like Keith and the girl people, so no one is gonna like fuck with us except for maybe if we're all on the subway and someone pickpockets.
True.
But I'm gonna have like something not money there, like maybe a knife. Or needles
just
stick up, so when they stick
AIDS.
Their hand in there, and I hear somebody behind me go, ouch! I'll be like, you have AIDS.
Yeah.
How's it? Go get tested.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on my way back, I dropped him off.
Shazam says, just don't buy pot off strangers, Matt.
No, actually, Viola's gonna bring us pot, thanks.
And hopefully 26, too.
Sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, it'll be cool. We're good. 26 says, I'm getting pot from my drug dealer friend. No big deal. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Who said that? So, yeah, I dropped him off because we're not doing a show now. It's like 3:34 by this time, and I have to work at 5 to deliver, which I'm really glad I made all of, like, $40. Put that in the old fucking fund.
Yes.
Sweet deal.
You got, like, another 40 in your little bank over here.
I know. We're good to go. That's all going to get spent in the airports.
I know.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
so I went and picked up the lapel mics, and this was something else we talked about last night, but we're going to mention this again because this was really awesome. So I went there and I'm like, all right, we need 4 of them. How much is it going to cost? And he's like,
just give me both your arms and both your legs and we'll call it even.
Or your firstborn. I'm like, done.
Done.
I'm not having kids.
I'll give you someone's firstborn. It won't be mine. But yeah, so he's like $160 for 4 lapel mics, which means we don't have to bring our mics or our mic stands. All we need are laptops, mixer, and cameras, which will all fit in our suitcases and shit. So
hopefully.
We're totally good. So I'm like, fuck, dude, that seems... I asked him if we could just pay for him when we got back, and he's like, no, I'm already giving you guys a really good deal. I'm like, really? Like,
that
seems like
a
lot of money. He's like, actually, we rent these out for $20 a day per mic.
Right.
Which I did the math, and that's $560. So, and he gave them to us for $160. So
big, can't complain.
Big holler to Music One Workshop. Those guys have been, though. They've been taking really good care of
us. They give us
for,
the
like,
best
ever.
Deals they can possibly
do. I
basically.
Said this before, but when our floor stand mic broke, we had it all taped up and shit, and he's like, just bring it in and I'll fix it. So I brought it in, and he's like, actually, I'll just give you this new one, this rental that hasn't been rented out yet. And he just traded, like, straight across.
Yeah,
and this one's
awesome.
Even better than that one. So,
but he'll just use that one as a rental.
Yeah,
now,
they just like what we're doing here, because nobody in Kalispell, let alone the Flathead Valley, is doing anything like this. So he was really... And the fact that we spent, like, you know, a couple $1,000s there.
Right, that
in
helps.
The course of the year and a half we've been doing this, I bought all our shit there. So.
That's a lot in a year and a half.
Well, yeah, and whenever I had problems, I've... talked to them when we had the hum. He told me how to fix it. So that was really cool, though. Like, that was like $500 or $400 that he could
have skimmed off.
Yeah, that he just took off the bill. And he said if we were to buy these things, they're like $500 each to buy. So they sound good. We tested them out. It's not going to sound this good, but it sounds really good.
It'll sound as good as our old mics did.
Yeah
it sounds
like
as good as mine.
Yeah,
so.
Like that one.
It sounds a lot better than the camera mics.
Definitely.
Very much better.
Unbearable sound those were.
It feels like there was a death in the family. In the general family.
I feel like a piece of me
Can
died.
We have
it's
just
sad.
A moment of silence
just
for...
Just a moment of silence for episode 178, take one.
Okay.
All right.
Should we pour out a little holy water?
No, we might piss somebody off.
No, I need to bring as much of this to New York with us as we can. While Keith's doing his stand-up show, I'm going to run up there with the holy water.
Just hose him down with that shit.
Watch him fucking light on fire. No, we did. We took shots of it last at 178 take one, and nothing happened. So
except
that
live
broke,
video.
And that broke, yeah. And so the bank being closed.
Maybe
and,
it did do something.
Maybe. So... that was really all. I just wanted to, you know, personally thank all of the people I delivered to today for helping fund the trip to New York.
Yeah.
I figured if
go fuck yourself.
I took everybody's tips that I've been getting over the past, you know, few weeks, I'll have enough change to give to the bums that are like, do you have any change? I'll be like, well, actually I do because I've been saving up for the past 2 weeks. Here's all I got. And it's like four quarters. Cool.
Yeah. But the thing is with them, you give them some change and they're like, oh, change.
More change. More change.
I just gave you some change. Well, I don't have any more change.
I forget who was talking about it, but somebody was talking about this guy was in New York and a bum walked up and asked him for a cigarette. I think it might have been the guy that called in on last show. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember.
He asked him for a cigarette and he was like, yeah, he gave him a cigarette. And all of a sudden, two other people came up from behind him and they jumped him and robbed him for all his
shit. That
was
the dude at the show.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
The guy with the big scar on the head.
Yeah, it was Jay, the singer for Mass Bloodshed. He's like, he was in Newark. This happened. And he said, he got off the subway, and the dude was like, you got a cigarette? And he's like, yeah, and he went to give him a cigarette, and the dude just fucking hit him over the head, and then all these guys, which is weird, because when I was in Amsterdam, that kind of happened to me when I was 18 or 19. I was walking down the street just by myself, which wasn't a
That's
smart thing.
That's kind of bad.
Well, I went to Europe all by myself, so I was just hanging out, you know, and I didn't think, what's the worst that could happen? I'm young and invincible, no big deal, so.
High as fuck.
I'm walking down the red light district, and all this guy walks up, and he's like, you got a cigarette? And I'm like, hey, of course I do. I'm from America. I got all the cigarettes you want, and I fucking... I take out the pack, and all of a sudden, all these bums get up from wherever the fuck they were at. And the next thing I know, dude, I was surrounded by all these fucking bums.
Instantly just stayed like
they were just closing in on me, and I just freaked the fuck out, and I threw the pack of cigarettes, and they all went
fucking ran.
And I fucking ran, and I ran like three blocks, and then I was lost.
Oh.
And I'm like, I had no idea where the fuck I was.
Yeah.
Just lost
in
Amsterdam.
Well, because you weren't paying attention
now,
to where you're going at that
no,
point.
No, I was just running.
Just running
dude.
as fast as you can.
I was not looking for nothing. I was just running away from all... Because there was like fucking 10 of them, it seemed like. Just everyone saw, all those bums saw that pack of cigarettes, and they were like, oh my god, that's, you know...
That's what we want.
And so I'm totally lost now. And this dude that was selling coke on the street, you know, there's guys that if you walk down the street, they're like... Blow, ecstasy, you know, just saying it
just,
as you walk by.
Right,
if
just
you want
like
something,
it.
You're like, I will take some of that.
Yes,
and
please.
They rob you or you actually get drugs,
right.
Depending on what color they are. So he's like, you look lost. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't know the name of my hostel because it was in their fucking Dutch language or whatever.
Right.
And I kind of described it to him. It was on the Damrock and by the train station. He's like, oh, this way. So he took me with him, and he walked me all the way back. It was like 10 blocks from where I ended up being.
You better buy some coke for
Well,
him.
That's what happened. He's like, so are you going to buy anything now? I kind of protected you and took you back to where you're staying at. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Fuck, if I have to. And then I ended up with some coke, and I no cigarettes.
So you might as well do the
it
coke.
It was fantastic, so... Yeah, if anybody wants any t-shirts, we're going to bring a bunch with us. We're going to bring stickers with us and stuff. But if anybody wants to last chance donate for this trip, I can transfer money from PayPal into my bank account. That's pretty much empty now.
And right.
Then we can eat other than ramen there. And
that'd be nice.
That would be
that'd
nice.
Be great.
So if you guys like what we're doing, thejamhole.com/donate, kick us $5, $10, whatever the fuck you think you can spare. So, other than that, we're leaving tomorrow. We'll be there tomorrow night or Monday night. Tomorrow?
Right. Monday evening.
Right.
Sometime?
It is tomorrow because it's Sunday right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
So,
okay.
Tomorrow evening.
And if you all want, we'll be doing a show tonight at probably around midnight.
Around this time.
When you guys get off work. We're going to try midnight and then we'll...
Yeah. Well, David need to go back to our houses, get our shit, bring it up here.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. We got to do a bunch of shit to get ready. We got to take down all this stuff. And right. Yeah. So, but we will be doing a show with this stuff. And it'll be the last show until we get to New York. We're not going to do a show Monday because we'll probably be sleeping.
Yeah.
But we're
yeah.
going to try to do a show Tuesday, I think. And then Wednesday is the stand-up show. Wednesday night is an after show, which I don't think none of you guys are old enough
yeah,
to get into.
Yeah, David and I won't be able
so
to.
So we'll probably take all the people that aren't old enough for that, and we'll go find something else to do. Cause
or we
I don't,
can go just do our own show.
It's go, Merrick, go. I listen to their music. I'm not that into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can do a jam hole show at our hotel after the stand-up
and
thing.
Then we won't miss any shows, because Wednesday,
yeah.
like we're supposed to.
And then Friday, there's nothing going on. And then Saturday, all four of us have tickets to see Richard Cheese at... Webster Hall. So if
and
you guys want to go
less
with
than
us,
100 now.
Yeah, if you guys want to go with us, you should probably get your tickets now. Just go to richardcheese.com, I think, or Google it. It's on Ticketmaster.
Right.
It's for the show on Saturday, the 18th, I think.
Enjoy paying that inconvenience charge.
Yeah, that $250 if you're going to print them out yourself. Fucking Ticketmaster. Is that something we talked about on Wednesday?
Yeah, we talked about it Wednesday.
So you guys heard all that.
Yeah,
good.
They
okay.
know about
I didn't
that.
Want to have to do that again. So, but yeah, we're all going to that. So if you guys want to come watch Richard Cheese with us, it'll be a good time. Other than that, I don't know. Viola Chick's planning a bunch of fun stuff for us to do that
is
doesn't
she really?
Actually cost money. Well, she said she's been having really good luck finding free stuff for us to do. So
really?
I don't know.
We should bring
unless
our Falf discs
yeah,
just in case.
Hey, can you go to the PDGA.com and look up New York and find us a Falf course? That is something you guys will love watching us do. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
You've never done it? I don't
you
want to hear this.
You never even watched
Ugh.
Us. We get
I'll
loud
watch.
Enough.
I'll watch.
You mean I have to walk?
No, going Falf with us is like us doing a show while throwing frisbees at people.
Oh, God, it's so much fun.
Right. But awesome. I'll watch.
I'm sure New York has real Falf courses.
That
so.
Would be cool.
And Vilachik says, Danny and I will bring a flask. Yes, you
yes.
can do that. So, yeah, and then Sunday... is your birthday.
It is.
So, I don't know. Try and find something cool for that, Viola Chick. And then Monday, we're flying back.
Yeah.
So, a whole yep. week of awesome stuff. We'll be in New York. So, thejamal.com/donate. Give us money or just meet us there.
When do we leave out of New York on Monday?
Don't know.
Oh, God.
I haven't looked that
so
far.
So, I just want to know if my birthday is the last day that we're actually going to have in New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, it is. Because we're probably going to have to be to the airport somewhat earlier. Yeah. I mean, our flight leaves here at 6:30 a.m.
So it's probably going to leave there
I'm
pretty
sure
early.
They fucked us just as hard coming back. I'm
probably.
So it'll be all right. Did I tell you what else happened today?
No.
Today, I'm in maintenance mode.
Right.
Okay.
Fucking everyone else.
Of course.
Of course you are.
Today, I was on my way home from work, and I decided to stop at the grocery store. I purchased $200 in groceries and went to put them in my car. I then realized I drove my motorcycle today. Fuck my life.
You forgot.
Well, you wouldn't, I don't know, if you just go in to get, like, some cigarettes, and then you're like, I should get some groceries
right.
while I'm here.
Yeah.
And then you totally, I could see that happening.
Especially if you have a car, too, and, you know.
Yeah,
it's
you
nice
just,
out.
It's, you've been driving your car all
right.
year because it's winter,
and now
it's
finally
one
it's
nice,
nice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Fuck my life. Today I was at a professional hockey game. I wasn't paying attention, and a puck was shot into the stands and hit me in the face.
Oh, man, in the face. Yes.
In the face. Ugh. Damn. My mouth, what are the chances?
Seriously.
Not so much.
Well, don't they have those big glass?
They usually
yeah, they're
do.
They're really tall,
the
too.
Plexiglass things.
He must have been high up on in the seating, and it must have gone right over.
I hope
that
they
thing.
Penalized him for high sticking. Fuck.
Seriously.
Something.
I wasn't paying attention, and right, hit me in the face. My
Got
mouth
it.
Was bleeding, and I lost two teeth.
Really?
Nice.
My mouth was bleeding last night, too.
Oh, yeah, what happened to your mouth?
Oh,
you
no,
didn't tell that
got
story
Got punched
again.
In the face when I was moshing. No big deal. That was fun.
Oh,
but I was drunk, so I didn't feel it.
Nice
so.
In the mosh pit.
Yeah,
that's awesome. David says our plane leaves Newark at 5:15 p.m.
Nice.
That's That's a lot better.
Sounds much nicer.
Yeah, so we'll have a day to do stuff. Oh, I'm actually drinking Rockstar. It's what we usually drink here.
Yo, jam, dude.
I'm not supposed
mine's
to say
gone.
That. I'm not supposed to say what we're drinking
yeah, mine's
until
gone
they
too.
Sponsor our
right.
show.
Until we get them for free.
Because I spend more money on these than I do on pot. So
right.
If either pot or Rockstar could sponsor us, that would help a lot. Right, lost two teeth. As I was trying to cough up my teeth, the old man next to me shoved me over and stole the pot. Everyone cheered. Fuck my life.
Oh my god.
You're like coughing up blood.
Yeah, your
and
teeth.
This dude's like,
get
puck,
the fuck out!
I got the puck! It's like a baseball
got it!
Game.
Oh, got it, and the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
And
like, woo!
The fuck?
Fuck my face.
I got my teeth.
Hey.
You cheer for me?
Puck my life.
No.
Someone had to say it. Today I found out my Oh, half the reason I do this show is to laugh at myself. Today, I found out my blood type is B for badass.
All right.
Mine, too. Right. No big deal. No, me, you, and Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Badass.
Oh, my God.
My parents are type A and type O. It's not actually genetically possible to be type B if your parents are A and O. This means I am either an adoptee.
Right.
Right.
Or a mutant.
Okay.
Or an illegitimate child. Fuck my life.
That's a weird way to find out about some shit.
Yeah, just find huh. out about a blood type.
It's like, no, mom.
No, he's like, and also you are HIV positive. Sorry.
Do you look like your parents?
Not at
all. At all.
Why am I a different color than you?
God
makes everyone different.
How come my parents have blonde hair and blue eyes?
And my hair is all nappy and shit?
Yeah, and my skin is slightly darker.
Sorry, God's funny. He's a funny man.
Today I was surfing and trying to impress some girls on the beach. While I was out in the water, a jellyfish wrapped itself around my balls.
Torso,
sorry.
Right.
Looked
same
like
difference.
Balls. Right.
No.
I get T and B mixed up.
Right, and O and A and
L-L-S.
S-O for L. Okay.
Right.
I started to yell and freak out, making a huge scene. I grabbed it off me, only to realize I was freaking out over a plastic grocery bag.
Yes!
Fuck my life.
Oh.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been in the ocean and shit?
No, never.
I'm not. Because I'm looking
at
you.
Excuse me, men are talking.
Men are talking. Adults
here,
are trying
let me
to
turn
talk
this
here.
Off.
Can you turn her mic
right.
off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes,
sir,
I have been in the ocean before.
Adult male. Have you ever been in the ocean?
Yes, I have.
Wait, he's still a child.
Right.
Right.
But he is a man, so sorry. It's a dick thing to say to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I was just going to say, like, that always happens to me, but it's never a jellyfish. It's always kelp. Like, if
yeah,
I
it's
feel
always
anything,
like that.
I'm like, ah! Get off me!
Yeah.
It just freaks me out.
Well, it's
oh my God,
so much
wow.
nasty shit in the ocean,
yeah,
you
well,
just don't know.
And a couple times, like, I felt something brush my leg, and I've looked down and seen, like, little sharks and stuff, and
yeah.
that kind of trips me out. So ever since that happened when I was a kid, like, anytime anything touches
you
me,
feel
I'm
anything.
Like, yeah, I freak the fuck out.
You're crazy.
Today at work, I noticed a spider on a female coworker's shirt. I gently brushed it off. She accused me of sexual harassment. Fuck my life. Of course.
Of course she did, because she's a bitch.
Well, no, because last week I grabbed her ass and blamed it on a spider actually being there, so...
That right. doesn't work.
I can...
Whoa!
Suspect said, if you got stung by a jellyfish, would you piss on it or just let it hurt?
I would piss on
it. I'd piss on
I'd
it.
Piss
I'd
on
piss
it.
Piss on it even if I didn't get stung
right,
by a
I
jellyfish.
I don't give a fuck.
I've seen that, too, in Florida. Like, sometimes the beach will wash up a bunch of these little, tiny, clear jellyfish.
Yeah, those ones don't sting, though.
They hurt if you step on them, I know. I don't know if it's because it stings you or what, but if you walk on there, you can't really see them, and all of a sudden your feet just start burning.
Mm.
They're, like, probably about that big, but
they're
have
clear,
really long
so you
tendons.
See
they're
right
kind of like...
Them.
You remember the star fruit I showed you in the grocery store? That's what they look like, but clear?
No, they're way smaller than that. They're like, yeah, they're tiny things, and they fucking burn the shit. Like, you're just walking along, and all of a sudden your feet are on fire, and then...
I don't know. I only ever fished in the ocean, so I didn't really swim on the beach, because that's gay.
Well, I appreciate you offering
and
up
and I always wore
opinion.
Shoes.
Right. Today, my friend and I were stopped at a red light district while it was pouring rain. We heard a screeching noise off in the distance and thought, hey, Burrow, I hope that doesn't hit me. Or no, I hope someone doesn't get hit. Mm. Someone did get hit. We did from behind. Fuck my life.
It was nice. Us.
Right. Today, my boyfriend and best friend had baked a cake and wouldn't tell anyone who it was for. My boyfriend and best friend. Am I your best friend? Just your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Can't get the two confused.
No, not at all. It's like business and pleasure.
Right.
It's like,
it was business
this
doing pleasure
fun.
With you.
This fun. I'm with you because, you know, you're my girlfriend, not because
right.
I want to be. I mean, come on.
That's how it goes.
Don't look at me like
you better say you're sorry.
You're sorry. When I asked the... when I asked the...
How much is it going to suck when you get dumped while we're in New York and we get to fly back
I
sitting
don't know.
Next to her?
There's a lot of single Keith and the girl girls. Right. Keith and the girls.
Keith and the girls.
Right. So, my boyfriend, best friend, baked a cake, right. Wouldn't tell me who it was for or anyone else. When I asked, he said, I'd know soon. You'll know soon. Soon enough. He met me after class to break up with me and offered me the cake to make me feel better. Fuck.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Especially because she asked. I've just been like,
you'll know soon
this
enough.
This is over. Here's your cake.
Yeah.
Later, dude.
She had to wait.
But
she
you're like,
just do it
you'll
now.
Know soon enough. Mm. Riddle me this.
I'm doing that when I break up with you. I'm going to make you a cake.
Not even a cake. Just bring one of those cornbread muffins from
work. I know, right? A whole
break
pan of them.
Shit. That'll make it all better.
You're like, sweet, at least
so
I
eat them all, and then I'm like, so does this mean no more muffins, or
yeah.
What? Like, are we still friends, or no? Today,
yeah.
No?
No.
Today, I was sitting at my computer, listening and singing along to some music. Some DJ Funk! DJ Funk, get about that shit!
Pop that pussy!
I love that shit. I'm gonna listen to that the whole way to Missoula.
Oh god.
Put it on the iPod. Put it on the iPod right now.
Right now.
Fuck this, I'm driving and you're not touching my stereo.
We're gonna have to pause.
Yeah, we need a second.
I started singing louder, thinking that I was pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm
you're all right.
I'm no Bruce Springsteen, but I'm pretty good. Just then, my mom comes barging through the door in a frenzy and says, "Are you alright? Are you hurt?" Fuck my life. Today, my dad called me to tell me that he had finally won the lottery and that I no longer had to worry about trying to find a way to pay for school.
Yes. Nice.
I was so excited, I started crying. He then proceeded to tell me that he won $5 on a scratch-off lotto ticket. He bought a sandwich. Funny, Dad. Fuck my life.
Oh, that's great.
What an asshole.
He bought a sandwich.
Today, I was training for my new job at a restaurant. Oh, you lose. Game over right there. Done. As part of training.
Wait, we all work at restaurants.
Yeah.
One day a week so I can eat for free the other fucking 6 days, 7 days in that week.
Right.
Sucks to be you, dude. I don't know why you do it. I can't. I've done it before, and that sucks. At least you're not a waitress or a server. Like,
right.
You're the cook.
Yeah.
Which is a little better, I guess. I don't know how I'm rationalizing that to be better, but...
Well, I don't have to take shit from actual people.
Yeah, you don't deal with the customers. That's
no.
Better. Like, I have to deal with way more customers than you do, but I'm, like, in and out. Right?
No, the servers come back and say, they say this was cold. I'm like, well, fucking throw out your microwave.
It's not cooked yet. Needs to be cooked.
I said medium. This is medium. Wow.
Oh,
so when the servers come
that.
Back to me, it's fun because I'm like, oh, really?
Of
yeah.
Course, they're trying to get food for free. Hey, how about you order food and then tell me how much you want to pay for it? Does that work? Is
yeah.
That cool?
Is that how you want this?
How about you order the food and then I'll pay you?
Right.
Is that okay? Does that sound? I bet that would happen, and they'd still be like, "Nah, this is nah.
Yeah, it's still too cold."
You're just complaining because you're old and your life sucks.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. As part of training, they give you free food, so you know what to recommend. And the dish I got was really good. 8 hours later, I saw it again while I was puking. I got food poisoning from my own place of work.
Oh,
my life.
All right.
Yummy.
Sweet.
I would recommend that to everybody. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, you have to try. This is delicious.
I've thrown up my own shit from my work a couple of times. Yeah.
It is delicio.us.
I was actually sick, though. It wasn't because our food was bad.
Right. You have a bad tummy.
How's that peanut butter again?
it was great coming back up.
I don't understand. She's talking. I'm seeing all these twats about how she's puking up peanut butter. She's like, I think I got sick from the peanut butter. And I'm like eating a peanut butter sandwich while I'm reading this shit. And I'm like,
I'm fine.
I feel okay now. I didn't throw up at all.
I don't know what was wrong with me this yesterday morning and this morning.
And the other thing, we thought it was the stroganoff, but I ate the same. I ate the rest of it. I ate the whole fucking thing, and
it was
like,
good.
A-okay. And she's in there like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
She just can't eat anything.
I don't know, man.
You need to just stick to slim fast shakes or something. Not because you're, putting all the weight, but just because it's something you can drink. It's because you can drink it. Fuck.
And you won't throw it up. That's why.
Yeah. And you can lose a couple pounds. Right.
It could hurt, I guess.
It's almost bathing suit season. Right. I want you to be embarrassed. It's not for me.
It's, hey.
I don't care. You look good. I'm just saying. I want you to be embarrassed. Today I was walking into CVS. Two older men outside said to me, excuse me, young lady, please consider us on your way out.
What?
Okay.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Thinking they were hitting on me, I rolled my eyes and said, screw you! When I walked back outside, I realized they were asking for AIDS.
Donations.
Donations. Well, right. AIDS donations. Fuck my life.
Suspect says, I worked at McDonald's and people always come in and ask if they can get their food fresh. I'm like, what the fuck? It's fast food.
This is McDonald's. Yeah. It doesn't come fresh.
There is no such thing here.
We don't get it fresh.
Yeah.
Like, how do we give it to you fresh when we don't get it fresh?
I mean, I can cook it now, but it's...
It's still... Yeah,
it was already
frozen.
Cooked once, like, it's 5 months ago, so... Don't matter.
Today, I went to Britney's concert. Oh my god, Britney Spears!
Oh my god!
Britney Spears!
I like this. What makes you think she decided to go with this new no top of the head look?
Oh! Britney, Miss Spears! Blah, 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 blah. That was the greatest. Oh, I almost felt bad for her at the end of that.
Lactose.
Like it just the way they played it all out. It made you start feeling like
I was like
sad
I kind of feel
it.
Bad for Britney now. Like they should give her a break.
And then I know,
and just, maybe not though.
Just yeah, give no. her a break, man.
Just give Britney a break.
Hey,
you know?
Just give her a break.
Seriously,
no.
Give her a Kit Kat bar. Today I spent Today I spent 3 hours trying to close a simple $400 deal with a homeowner. Simple. I have a trailer. You have $400. Let's trade.
Right.
Trading places.
I'll trade you this $400 for that piece of shit trailer.
Right. He spent 3 hours telling me about his life story, including his marital problems, his philosophical blah of the blah, 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 blah.
All right, so now that's actually going to cost you $800.
Right, for my time.
Yeah.
No, his philosophical views of the world, and he read me 20 pages of haiku poems.
Oh.
Haiku! Only 3 hours later... Did he tell me he could not accept my deal? Fuck my
God.
What
fucking,
a dick. I would have punched him in the face.
Seriously.
Today I went to Britney's concert. About halfway through the show, the person next to me turns to me and asks,
can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Thinking that she wanted me to look at her stuff.
Right.
I said, sure, I'll look at your stuff. Her next sentence was, hey, can you stop singing? I'm trying to watch Britney lip sync.
Yeah.
Can you stop singing, please?
Yeah, oh, you're kind of ruining
fuck
this for
life.
Me.
Today I'd hooked up with this girl and had finally lulled her to sleep. Lulled her. L-O-L. No.
Whoa.
Actually, L-A-W-L.
Right. We lull you guys to sleep every night. I didn't want to stay, so I quietly managed to get my clothes back on and get the fuck out the door without waking her. I made it all the way out of her building into my car before I realized I'd forgotten my keys.
Oh,
my
I was thinking wallet.
That wallet or something.
Yeah, something you need.
Usually that's what you'll do on purpose if, like, you kind of like her and you want to maybe have a chance.
But you got to make sure you take your money and your credit cards out.
Right. Well, you don't leave the wallet. Leave the watch. If you wear one, leave a sock, perhaps.
Something, your shirt.
A pillow.
Anything.
Perhaps. Something.
Something.
Guardo says, I left my wedding ring in her.
Dude, I would not go back for this.
No, don't. Just leave it.
Long
just,
gone. You
can Honey, I lost that. It. I don't know where.
Today, my girlfriend's friend's friend told her she had seen me shopping with a cute girl. When I came back home, my girlfriend punched me in the face and asked who that bitch was. Hey, who the fuck is that bitch?
That's my sister.
Oh, hell no. Apparently, her friend did not tell her the cute girl was my 3 years old niece. I lost a tooth because of that punch.
That's amazing.
She just said a cute girl. She's 3.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's like, haha, watch how she takes this shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Better than you.
She did that on purpose. Whoa. A little animosity?
What?
What'd you say? What?
I wasn't talking to anyone
you
specifically.
You looked right at her.
Yeah, you did, bro.
Better than you!
I'm talking to you.
Hold me back. Alright, a couple more here. This page just goes on and on.
Just keep going.
It's under. No, it's like, we're like not even halfway through.
Well, then keep going.
No, I don't want to.
We're only at 50 minutes.
Oh, something about 50, Florida. 50. Hang on.
Yeah, what?
We can do
I saw something about Florida.
What?
Today, I saw a dime on the ground. When I bent to pick down, my $80 pants ripped. Fuck my life. Fat guy in a little coat. Today, I was walking towards the bus. The bus was scheduled to leave at 3:20, and it was 3:19, so I decided to run for it. As the doors were closing, I managed to just slip my hand into the door so it wouldn't fully close. The bus driver saw this, looked at my face, and then proceeded to drive away. Fuck my life.
That's great.
That bitch. Oh. Bus drivers don't fuck around anymore.
They don't
After
care.
That one that got fucking beat the fuck up.
For
that
sure.
We read about? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But that was for juveniles.
A correctional facility school.
Right.
That's retarded.
That's true.
What do you
expect? She was walking into that.
There should have been a fucking cage or
something.
Right.
There should have been.
Seriously. Seriously, guys. Seriously.
For real.
I was going to just keep drinking to see how long you could keep saying that.
How many times I would say seriously.
Yeah, until you would just stop and let it be dead air.
Well, no, that's as many times as I wanted to say it.
Oh, okay. Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay.
Right.
Today I saw an old Caucasian lady drop her purse. Out of kind intention, I ran to pick it up for her. She hit me with a wooden cane she was holding in her right hand multiple times. I gave her the purse back. She hit me again and said, fuck you, yellow rat. Whoa.
What?
Dude.
Whoa.
Yellow rat?
I'm Asian. Fuck my life. I can see it.
I've never heard an Asian called yellow rat before.
Well, she's an old lady, so maybe that's something from way back
from
in the day.
Back in the day?
Well, rat, because you're stealing a purse, she thought yellow, obviously the Asian.
Oh, right.
So that, okay.
Yeah.
Understand? Today, I asked my girlfriend of a year and a half to give me a blowjob.
What?
Huh?
Pardon?
Not pointing any fingers or anything.
No, none at all.
Are you good? Can we cut it out now?
Wow.
She replied, okay. And bent down and proceeded to blow on my penis. Then she looked up and
you said blow,
she's
not
suck. Funny. It's fine, I jerked off in her peanut butter.
Don't tell her.
I'm not eating the peanut butter anymore. That was so horrible coming up.
Wow. She then looked up at me and said, was that good? She was serious. Fuck my life. Oh, wow. She wasn't even being funny.
No.
She was actually trying to be serious.
Yeah, she's actually never given a blowjob before. She actually thought
well, usually,
to blow on it.
When guys want her to do that, they're like, suck it, bitch. And she's like, oh, I. When she's like,
bitch,
can you blow? She's like, blow. Really?
Blow.
Okay.
All right. Whatever gets you up, I guess.
I don't see this making you come, but okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Today, one of our regular customers came in and was telling me he bought an assault rifle. Hells yeah.
Nice.
I told him not to go off his meds and shoot up the store as a joke. Later, my manager told me that the guy is on antidepressants and was discharged from the military for being mentally unfit. Fuck my life.
But here, go ahead and have this AK-47.
Yeah, just, you know, don't come in here and shoot up the
right.
place.
Oh, wait.
Today, my friend and I were driving to Florida from Michigan while going through...
Fuck my life.
Fuck my... while going through...
Wait, why are you going to Florida again?
No, through... Oh, yeah, to Florida.
From Michigan to Florida.
Yeah, that's weird. While going through Ohio, my car hydroplaned over a puddle on the highway. Hydroplaned. I ended up hitting the median, and my car got wrecked. Not only am I stuck in Ohio with a car that won't work, I got a ticket for $300 for hitting Ohio property. Fuck my life.
That's wow. retarded.
That's...
So much for your trip.
All right, last one. Oh, I see. This is where it started when we read Fuck My Life last night.
Oh.
Remember the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Part? That's... Okay.
You don't, though. Ha.
Right. So
last you weren't there.
Yeah, no one else knows. Ha ha. Today, I finally decided to get a dog. Fuck my life. I've always been wanting to get one ever since I was a child. I bought a golden retriever for $1,400. What?
That's a fucking expensive dog.
That
in this economy?
Yeah.
Really?
Just
end it with fuck my life right there.
We either... Yeah, we take it to the golf park and it chases kids frisbees.
Right.
We bought four plane tickets. Or no, we got three plane tickets for that price.
Yeah.
Or... A week, a 7-day hotel room for four in New York
or
for that price.
A golden retriever.
Or a dog.
Your choice.
Oh, I don't know. I better pull out my fucking Windows phone app that picks yes, no, maybe.
Right,
did
ask the magic
thing?
8-ball.
Yeah, the thing is so awesome. It's been right on so far.
Really?
I got one that relates to that. It's almost exactly the same, but go ahead.
Really? Oh, I went out to lunch for a few hours. I went out for lunch a few hours later with a friend, so I left my dog in the backyard. I came back home to a broken fence and no dog. Fuck my life.
And $1,400 gone.
Right, yeah. Also.
A friend of mine in Florida, he went and bought a purebred red-nosed pit a long time ago, and he was so proud of it, and it was like $800. It had papers and shit, and he was going to breed it with another one and make all this money and shit. In the back of his truck, he tied the dog up so it wouldn't be able to jump out or whatever, but it was too loose. And he's driving around like, yeah, look at my new dog. Look at my new dog. Like, all the while, for like 4 blocks, he's dragging the dog
on
behind
the
truck.
Behind the truck.
Yep.
And I was like,
totally dead.
Oh, my God.
Dead?
Totally dead.
Oh, wow.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Oh, it sucked. I was like, you did not. Oh, you did.
Wait, how much was that again?
Suspect says, does it come with cup holders? You think for $1,400.
It fucking better.
It either knows how to suck cock on command with no peanut butter, or there's a place to set your cup.
Right. Or you can fucking ride on its back or something.
A saddle? Does it come with a saddle?
I need a saddle.
Yeah.
Oh, just bareback it.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Well, about 12 hours ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Hey, Father.
Yeah, my son.
We had sex about a month ago.
We did?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, remind me again.
he hasn't talked to me since. I lost my effing virginity to him, Father. A month ago. First time, no call.
How old are you?
13?
It's fine then, don't worry about it. There's plenty
That's
more.
That's normal.
So that makes the count, what, there's 5-6 virgins left in the world?
Maybe.
One of
roughly.
Them lives here, if she's still a virgin.
Probably not.
Shout
Betty
out
too.
To her.
Or Betty, I forget which Betty
I don't
she
know,
is
I
now.
Tried a few times and she was like pretty adamant about Jesus. I'm saving it for Jesus.
You got her pretty close, though.
Fucking A, I know. And then she was all like, oh, no, I can't.
I can't. Or, Jesus will think less of me.
My friend's waiting in the car. Like, really?
But I'll dry hump you in the backseat of your car for an hour.
Of course. Of course. And then make my mom give you dirty looks every time you deliver to her office. Hmm. Fucking bitch.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
When was the last time you talked to her?
Like
a long time ago.
3 months, probably.
Was it when she came and took pictures?
No, it was after that. But when I think you were here.
Or was she just come to chill?
Yeah. She just came to hang out and shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
That was. But yeah, her mom every
still
Thursday still. Like, and I now, like, I make it a point. There's a lady that sits here as I walk in, and then her mom is here. Mm-hmm. Her mom is a big lady. Like, big.
Big bitch.
Like, two office chairs.
Right.
With the middle taken out.
With
like,
the armrest gone.
Not even kidding.
They actually just give her a little love seat.
She's got a couch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I walk in, and I look at the nice lady. I'm like, hi, how are you? And she's like, good, how are you? I'm like, good. And I look at her, and I just walk by.
Just look at her.
That's she just glares. She's like,
what she didn't say
anything
either.
Got that face that just, it like, I can't even do it, but these are like hanging down here.
Right, and she's always got a grin.
Just, oh, I can't do it anymore, but yeah, just always like, and she like turns and it's like,
just a nasty so bitch all the time.
I haven't talked to you in a month. Is this the part two to the sex about a month?
Be.
She said you didn't really care if you talked to me anymore, but I'm too much of a fuck up to let go completely. Hey, just tell me you care, even if it's only a little.
I'm just too much of a fuck up.
Do you just care a little? Maybe I just need to know. I never knew how powerful addiction could really be.
Until I got addicted.
Until I got addicted. I just found out that I will never be able to have a child. I'm 17. I'm absolutely blank. Now, am I absolutely happy?
No.
No?
Not happy.
You think I'm absolutely crushed?
I'm hoping she's not crushed, but I'm guessing she is.
Okay, Danny?
Crushed.
Absolutely orange crushed.
Oh.
Absolutely.
See,
I'm 17.
I
was
like,
trying
yes!
I've been trying to get pregnant for 3 fucking years
you
now.
You know how hard that is?
Fuck.
Jesus.
I liked you much more when you weren't a stooge.
How many dicks do you gotta fuck to get a kid around here?
I know, right? Who do you gotta blow to get a kid? Fuck. You used to be a really, really decent person. Past tense,
right.
Used to be.
Now.
And now, I find you to be pathetically apathetic and generally an empty shell of where my best friend used to be.
Oh, that's sad. Do you know anyone like that?
Join the club.
I do. Myself.
A walking empty corpse of my former being. I hate myself a little bit right now. In case you didn't notice.
Right.
Somewhere, I found someone wrote this. Quote, I'll go up into the mountains and find some cave, or perhaps a sewer drain pipe. Climb deep inside and then blow my brains out. The body would have long decomposed to just a skeleton before it would be discovered.
That's kind of poetic.
And it sounds beautiful. I love the idea. You
oh my
Jesus.
God. Is this yours, Brayden?
No, it's not, actually.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I don't write confessions that often. And I'm not going to tell you which ones are mine.
I know which ones are yours.
Oh, I'm sure.
God.
Use my face, Melissa Huckabee, 28. A Sunday school teacher who killed Sandra Cantu. She was only 8. She cut her up and put her in a suitcase. I am majorly, majorly pissed the fuck off. Dot, dot, dot. Do you have a motive to kill a child?
Yeah.
No!
Oh.
Never!
Oh, I do.
Ever! I'm not even going to write to what should be done to Melissa. Not even gonna. I'll let God decide. Did we read a story about that? That name sounds really familiar. Melissa Huckabee.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Sunday school teacher.
No, that was the Muslim.
No, we did do that because Sandra Cantu, because I said there's girls up here that have the last name Cantu that I went to school with, and I was like, where's that story from? and you're like, it's not here.
Oh,
I totally remember that.
I remember a little now.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Crazy. This sounds like someone that must have known them or something. Or maybe she just read the story in the paper.
That makes me think about that Death Clock song, Briefcase Full of Guts.
Really? Yeah. On the album?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just jam Death Clock all the way to Missoula.
All the way.
Something's going to have to keep us away.
Yeah.
If you didn't get the meth, I don't know what the
well,
fuck
Well, you know, we are in Montana. We're one phone call away.
We can just
well,
go,
actually,
hey.
Who are we kidding? None of them have phones, but
well, right.
just
well,
down the road.
You can just go downstairs and ask the neighbor.
Right.
He'll hook it up.
Cool.
Few more
is
here.
That what that smell is?
Probably.
Okay.
Every time you open the bathroom door.
Yeah, no
God.
Shit.
Oh, Tony in New York, dude. That's the guy that called in last night's show. We lost
yeah.
that whole show, dude. The whole fucking thing gone. So, sorry. That if you went there to be like, hey, I want to hear myself call in this show, yeah, it's totally gone.
Right. So if you want to hear yourself, you're going to have to call in
yeah,
tonight.
But hopefully this time we won't. It wasn't our fault. If you listen to the beginning of this show, you'll know why. Basically, our software crashed. Live video crashed. Everything crashed. Fuck us. A few more here. I want to do so many things with my life, Father. I'm afraid I'll major, choose the wrong path in my life, and be stuck and always wondering, what if?
You I could have done better.
You can say that about anything, though. Like,
right,
if
you just
you
gotta not
this,
think about
well,
it.
Well, what if I would have done that?
Right,
well,
or what if I did that?
Are you happy now? Yeah, but what if I could be happier?
So I actually am miserable as fuck, but...
Yeah, but fuck us. But, you know, you could waste your whole life just wondering what if.
Right.
In that case, I would just not do anything
just
ever.
Just sit on your ass.
And then you could be like,
day.
What if I actually did something?
What if I went outside?
Whoa.
It
just kind of blew my mind.
I know, right?
I feel, think, that even though there are people around me, I'm alone in this world. Mm. You ever feel like that?
I do sometimes.
I did last night.
Yeah.
After that episode, Les. I'm alone. No
alone.
Episode 178,
oh.
part one.
God.
Last one for tonight, episode 178, take two. I was lost.
I'm really glad you have to say that every time.
I do, because I didn't want to say 179, because then we're going to get emails, and they'll be like, hey, I was going through your back catalog, and I noticed it went from 177 to 179. What happened? I'll be like,
thanks for
reminding
me.
Did you listen to the beginning of 179? They're going to be like, well, no, I was waiting for 178.
I can't move on until I hear 178.
I know. We're going to have everybody stuck on 177.
They're
going to be like,
come on.
We can't move forward.
There's like 20 new episodes, but there's the one missing.
I know, and no one's listening to them. They're all like, I'm stuck.
I can't do it.
Yeah, so that's why. I was lost. Someone found me and loved me, guided me, and gave me...
I was lost, and now I'm found.
Social security. Well, security.
Right.
I prefer being... Did you get that?
Got it.
I prefer being lost, season 4, and searching.
Season 5, actually.
Is it?
I think so.
I stopped watching that show.
It's... I have
after,
to keep watching
after
it.
After 3 fucking episodes of skipping through time, I was done with it. I'm like, you guys have no other ideas.
I just can't help it because I've been watching forever,
so I
gotta keep watching it.
It, you know how much...
I gotta fucking get some closure here.
It took me so much strength in here to
You're
be
like
no,
do it.
You will not download episode 508.
What
you
happens
will-
every week when you log into ilovetorrents.com and you're like,
I
oh,
see
new episode of Lost, fuck!
I see I it, and I'm
it.
Like, no.
No,
you
I
not,
must
you're,
resist.
You're actually done with that show.
You're right.
That show and Prison Break, I'm done with that shit.
I didn't
no
even
more.
Know they made new episodes of Prison Break.
I don't know, because I stopped watching it. As soon as season 3 started with, last time on season 2 of Prison Break, they're like, oh, Sarah Tancredi's dead and shit.
Duh, just kidding.
Season 3 starts and they're like, Michael, she's still alive. I'm like, of course she is, I'm fucking delete. And I deleted all fucking 2 seasons of it.
Nice.
Fuck that shit. I was lost. Someone found me, loved me, gave me security. I prefer being lost and searching than settled and found. How do I break away from the person that invested their whole self into me to help me? I can't do it.
Can't.
I can't.
Can't do it.
That's all. Confessions are so happy.
Oh, I know.
All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode 178, take 2. Are you going to win this time?
I don't know.
I'm gonna randomize it.
All right.
So you don't
I
know.
I,
ready?
All right.
Call it in the air.
Tails.
It is. Heads off! Oh! Fuck it, bitch!
Oh, shit.
You almost killed me.
I almost just killed Brayden.
If I wouldn't have ducked, I would have been dead.
Holy Christ.
And that's my quarter, anyway.
Was that yours?
I don't know.
That was one of mine. Oh, what the fuck? AK Jeremy says, hey, Matt, I spent the last 3 days downloading all of Distorted View episodes from December of 04 to April of 09.
Wow.
I'm going to copy them all to CD and send you guys some... Oh, I should probably not be reading this.
Whoa, dude.
On here. Okay, no, that's fine. And actually, don't send those to me, because I've been listening since, like, before 04.
But are those the sideshow episodes, too?
Oh, if they're the... Honestly, I don't...
I really don't
care. If I wanted to listen to the sideshow, I would have subscribed to it. It's not that...
Yeah, $50 a year.
His show, I'm good with what he gives the free side, right? Because it's just more of that stuff. Like, I don't need to hear
how many
cum
farts do you need? Like, I got enough.
And honestly, if I listen, I stop listening to his show until I get like a week behind, because I don't want to listen to him do stories and then I'm thinking about it, and then either I won't even do those stories when we do the show, or I'll be thinking about it and I'm like, don't say that even though I want to say this because I'm thinking of it anyway, and it fucks me all up. So I don't listen to him till like a week after we've done those shows.
You listen to his week of our shows after.
But
that
week. If you want to send them, maybe we can sell them on eBay and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You should read the PS. It's kind of cute.
PS. Sorry. Well, here, I'll read it. I'm going to copy them all to CD and send you guys copies. Matt, namely. Sorry, Brayden. Matt can copy them for you. Don't know how many CDs, but it will be a lot. However, I don't have January 07. There were no episodes in the archive or on the show's list. Emailed Tim. But let's see if anything will happen. And with the CDs will come the memory sticks. Nice. Later. P.S. Sorry, I'm drunk and going to fuck my fiance and pass out, then get up at 5 and go to my shit job. Wow, exciting. Awesome. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. All right. This one is called Ohio Police, : Burglar drilled hole in pharmacy roof.
Really?
That's okay.
I wanted to read this story because remember a long time ago, I was talking about, back when I was doing pills and shit, I was talking about driving by Sykes, and they have that pharmacy there, and they have those apartments there?
Yeah.
And remember, I was always talking about how I wanted to rent that one
and
drill
almost
a
did.
Hole in the roof and go rob it?
Right.
Someone did it!
Yes!
Yes!
But not at that place.
Well, no, in Ohio. But right. I'm just saying, like, the same exact idea. That's so cool.
Wait, was it in an apartment above?
I don't know. Sheffield, I just saw the hole in pharmacy roof. And,
got it.
Yeah. Sheffield Lake, Ohio. Police in Northeast Ohio said a man who cut a hole in a ceiling and lowered himself into a pharmacy with a television cable foiled his plan to steal drugs when he unknowingly set off a motion detector. Aww. Sheffield Lake Police Captain Tony Campos said a 32-year-old man came prepared for the early Tuesday morning burglary with an extension ladder and a backpack filled with about 25 tools. Fucking all dressed in black, fucking black face on and shit, Mission Impossible style. Hey,
yeah.
Bring the rope.
Right.
You don't need the rope.
There's no rope.
Fine, bring a stupid rope.
Oh, shit, you got a good Irish accent.
Love the Irish.
That's such a great movie.
I love it.
Campo said the man spent a considerable amount of time drilling a hole in the roof large enough for him to slip through. He was a big fat fuck.
Right.
Police arrived minutes after he tripped the silent alarm at about 4:30 a.m.
Oh.
Could you imagine, like... You drill it, and it's totally not big enough, and you're stuck, and all of a sudden you hear the cops, and you're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
I'm fucking stuck.
Oh, fall through, and you're done. Campos said man was surprised and arrested inside the Rite Aid about 20 miles west of Cleveland and charged with felony breaking and entering. Now, can you take a wild shot in the dark what that man might have been after?
Oxy.
Probably.
Or some D's.
Probably. Any kind of narcotic painkiller and such. No, we're still getting news alerts, and pharmacies are getting robbed every single day for that shit.
More and more.
Walgreens, people handing notes, still doing that, still getting away with it.
Of course.
You know, it's so much easier.
As long as that shit exists, that'll happen.
Oh, it'll totally happen. And once cigarettes go way up and people can't afford them, holy shit, that shit's going to start happening with that.
Yeah.
Breaking into cigarette stores, jacking out all the tobacco. Mm-hmm. I'm calling
like the cigarette specialty stores that only sell that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're going to be taking out the bags of it, all the bally shags,
all the cartons, everything.
And then we'll be able to buy cigarettes from on the street dealers.
Right.
Yeah.
For half the price.
Oh, and I was thinking real quick, instead of you buying expensive cigarettes, because I already have those extra bags of bally, you're just going to smoke bally on this trip. I will roll you cigarettes when you need them because I can do it real quick. To save money, you can't spend $10 a pack on cigarettes. We have no mas. No mas. You can deal or don't smoke. That is it for that story.
Nice.
What you got for us?
This one is also a little short one. This one is called...
That's all we have because we did all the stories yesterday. I just fuck us.
These are the stories I didn't even want to do, honestly.
I know.
This one is called Man Accidentally Shoots Himself at Drive-Thru. A stop at a fast food restaurant's drive-thru on Tuesday afternoon led to a trip to the hospital after a man accidentally shot himself in the leg with a pistol.
See, hold on. Violetrix says it's $15 in New York.
For what?
For a pack of smokes.
Yeah.
You're smoking bad.
Or not at all.
Or not at all.
Because
you can deal. Do you not smoke? Do you not want to because you don't like him or because you can't roll?
Well, no, I just really don't like the unfiltered. I just like a filter.
Even though I twist it, I'll put a filter in it for you.
No, I don't know.
I can roll it with a little piece of cardboard.
I'll smoke
them
if I have to. That's fine. You know, I'm going to have to smoke them. It's cool, whatever. But I'll go right back to smoking Marble Lights when I get back.
Well, that's fine. And when you start having money again. I'm saying once we leave here, it's fixed income time. We're like senior citizens on fixed incomes. Like, we can't afford to be...
Right.
Like,
we got to spend the least amount of money as possible.
Especially because I made us all reservations to go to the Keith and the Girl dinner thing. The pre-dinner before the stand-up show at that nice restaurant, which is probably going to be pretty fucking expensive.
Oh, cool.
We can probably just go there and not eat.
Yeah.
We can go
I'll just
there,
get, like, a soda.
Or we can go there and be, like hanging out with everyone, and when they're not looking, just kind of snag off.
Right. I would just grab a plate in front of me and just grab bits from everyone else's plate.
Yeah,
Keith is going to look over and be like, your water looks tasty.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to be there. But yeah, it's just all the fans. But so far, there's over 50 people going to this restaurant. It's going to be intense.
Sounds intense.
No, like literally, the restaurant.
Oh,
it's
intense?
Right.
Like the Okay. Is it a teepee?
Yes.
All right.
It's Indian food.
Cool, I love that.
Curry.
The 24-year-old man was apparently trying to clear the weapon when it went off and hit him in the calf. Police said
clear
the
weapon?
Yeah.
Like empty it?
I don't know. Like
clear the weapon?
Trying to clear the weapon.
That yeah, totally. So he took it and he's like, I'm gonna clear the weapon.
That was the trigger. Cool.
Right. I thought that was the slide. My bad, Cap. I'm blind, by the way.
Police said the man didn't need wait, and you're driving?
Well, I'm buying a gun.
Oh.
Wait, what?
He's at the drive-thru. He has the gun in his car. For whatever reason.
Wait, drive-through food?
Food. Fast food.
Why do you have a gun?
He just keeps it in his car.
Just chilling?
Just cold chilling.
Just straight up chilling.
From the floor to the ceiling.
This is the ghetto.
That's such a good song. I'm sorry. Stuck in my head.
This is the ghetto, man. I always pack the heat when I go to the Mickey D's, yo.
Word.
This is the ghetto.
Shit.
You can get shot around here.
Police said the man didn't need a permit because the gun wasn't concealed, so he didn't break any laws.
Oh, so you can just have guns straight up chilling
as
on your fucking...
As long as it's not concealed. At least I know here you can. This
Word.
Is from Rapid City,
Wait,
South Dakota.
Does the gun have to be registered?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Why, is that a problem?
No, I was just curious.
Oh, okay.
Just wondering.
Wait, is it bad if the serial number was filed off?
In someone's name that's
that
still
bad?
Living.
I don't know.
Huh. Just wondering.
Throwing it out there.
Just making conversation. Making friendly convo. Right.
And that's it for that story.
Some froco, you know?
Jesus.
All right, fantastic. This one was sent in to us by that kid in the feedback. Who was it?
Adam.
Adam,
I believe.
Thank you, Adam. During the pre-show, this one is called Protester Describes Paintball Attack Outside Elbow Room. E-L-B-O.
Elbow Room?
E-L-B-O, right.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I will tell you. Peoria, a group protesting for gay rights outside of Peoria Bar Friday. Oh, Elbow, it's a bar.
Oh, the Elbow Room. A bar. A gay bar,
it's a double, like. Right, because that's funny.
Right.
But yeah, right.
Okay.
outside a bar Friday evening was shot at with a paintball gun, witnesses said. The group was standing outside the Elbow Room near Main Street and Sheridan Road about 7:30 p.m. when a gold four-door sedan with spinners drove past. They weren't real, though. They were fake.
They were the wheel cover spinners.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, I picked them up at Walmart for about $20.
Yeah, I should get some for my Subi.
Yes. You know how fucking awesome that would be.
Do you remember a long time ago on the internet, there was these... There, I forget what site it was, but there's a bunch of pictures floating around of these kids in the UK that they took this shitty sedan they had and they made a body kit for it out of cardboard and
duct tape. I saw that. Do you remember that?
Yeah. They made the spoiler and the exhaust. A couple of friends of mine did that. Also?
Here, yeah. Oh, they live in Columbia Falls, and, like, they put the hood scoop and the roof scoop and fucking
like,
spoiler.
Painted it body all kit. So it looked like the car, and then they drove the shit out of it in pieces. It was so cool.
There was a car show in Evergreen that day, and that's what they did it for. They, like, made a body kit and all the shit, spray painted it, and he got, like, third place.
No shit.
Yeah, and the cars that were at this car show were fucking nice.
That's so
awesome.
He just
got, like, this beater car with this cardboard body kit.
Shit, duct tape on.
They took a Folgers can and stuck it on the exhaust and like taped it around.
Nice, big old. That's so great. Yeah. Oh fuck. Quote: all of a sudden, we heard these popping noises.
Sounds like someone just got shot.
Man, round here. I had this stinging in my arm, and then there was fluorescent pink paint on my coat sleeve and on the wall behind me. She said she wasn't able to get a good look at who was in the car because it drove off too fast. It was basically a hate crime, she said.
How?
Whoa!
What makes...
Yeah. I think that's just kind of funny.
Excuse me.
Okay, why...
What was the crime initially? You didn't get killed.
No, it's a paintball gun.
Right. If anything, that's like criminal mischief
at
the most.
Especially around here. I see people... driving cars around with a barrel of a paintball gun hanging out all the time, fucking busting rounds at McDonald's.
Do that?
All the time. Oh, wait, that's me.
No way.
I used to do that with the Splatmatic blowgun. Yeah. I don't know if we told the story of the show. You'd take it.
I don't think you did.
If you kicked your seat back a little bit and had the extension on the blowgun, you could lean it on your driver's side mirror, and it would point right at windshield length for oncoming cars. So you're driving on the highway doing 70, and a car comes at you doing 70, and you're just like, and you totally watch brake lights every time. It's so great, but you're gone by the time that happens.
Yeah, then what are they going to do, turn around and chase you down?
But, well... When we first got him, me and Adam that was on the show a long time ago, not your friend, but threesome Adam, and then our friend Jeremy, the kid that got married that we had the bachelor party for, remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Us, we got these things, and we went up to Woodland Park, and there's this place you can climb up to, and it overlooks the highway by this underpass thing. So we would just sit out there, and as cars were coming, we'd shoot at them.
Oh, on the train tracks?
Right. Well, no, we were in on the side of the fucking road up kind of by where the overhang is, but in the grass and bushes and shit, all just sitting there, hitting cars on their windshields or wherever, and one car fucking stopped, like, in the fucking road.
Just immediately?
And, like, started looking around, and we froze and shit, and, like...
Was it during the day?
Yeah, totally. And he took off and turned in to go to Woodland Park, so we took off, and we go up over the hill and then came down that big mountain thing into the field, and we saw him pull in there, and we just fucking, like, hopped in our cars and took off and ended up chasing us and shit, so we took him all over
the
place.
So he saw your faces?
No, well, we were running, I doubt it, but yeah, we never got in trouble or anything,
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, we took him for the longest joyride, like, he followed us for
I got a full tank?
Yeah. We all,
just
yeah,
let me
totally.
Know when you're done.
Yeah, he followed us for like an hour and a half. It was so ridiculous.
Wow.
And like, we'd slow down like we were going to stop, and we were pulling in, and we'd go around blocks like four times. And he was just, he was just behind us. We took him all over the place.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Right, hate crime. The group was protesting after a sign was recently posted outside the Elbow Room declaring it is not a gay bar. Hey.
Yeah?
No gays
it's
here.
It's not?
No. Why'd you name it the Elbow
Room? Look like
room?
Your lost boy.
Right. Quote, I just want equality, she said. I don't want to be separated from heterosexuals.
But why, you are.
If you're gay, why would you want to go to a bar with not gay people?
Right.
Like, okay, I
What's
understand.
What's the fun in that?
They didn't put the sign up to say you can't come in here. They're letting you know that there's no gays in here.
Right.
Like,
so,
this is not a gay bar. This is a normal bar. So if you're coming here looking for tail, you're probably going to get beat up. We're actually saving you the hassle.
Yeah, we're just letting you know that if you try and hit on a dude in here, he might punch you
in the face.
They're not gay here.
Right.
If
and
you
you're
want
like,
to find a dude, go to a gay bar.
But then they're like, I don't want to be separated from the heterosexuals. Then be a heterosexual.
Then go in there and fuck some bitches.
Fuck
okay?
some bitch. All you gotta do is fuck some bitches, man.
Seriously. And you're just like us.
You can't say that you want equality, then
you gotta be equal.
We're fucking bitches. Yeah. If you wanna be equal, then obviously you have to do the
right.
same thing. You can't be
I'm
like,
not saying you can't fuck dudes, but you gotta
no,
fuck bitches
then,
also then.
Exactly. Then be bi. That's
right.
fine.
Whatevs?
Whatevs, man. It's the elbow room. Just
yeah.
give me a little room here, please.
Give me some elbow room here.
At the time of the assault, see, and that's probably what it was. These dudes were hanging out because the elbow room is like their drunken clam, if
right.
you will. And they got hit on by some gay dudes. And they're like, whoa.
Hold on.
We were just broing it out.
Yeah.
We are not going back to your place. And then, you know, they're like, we'll show these faggots. And they hopped in their fucking gold sedan with plastic spinners, got the Splatmatic, and rolled around.
Right.
And was like, and now they're like hollering hate
I really want to see your Subi rolling down the road with plastic spinners with jam hole stickers in the middle just fucking spinning down the road.
Spinning, just fucking rolling.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Bumping some DJ funk on the two mono speakers.
Oh, just fucking distorted as fuck. Yeah.
When we get back from NY. Absolutely. Oh, fuck. At the time of the assault, there were about 35 protesters standing on both sides of Main Street, and they'll be there again Saturday, she said. Quote, we're not going to let something like this run us away, but you're gonna bitch and cry fucking hate crime, but you won't let it run, sorry, you won't let it run you away, right? That's
right.
cool.
Yeah.
Good, guys.
Thanks.
I am a little leery. Tim or Dennis?
Tim?
The acid one?
Yeah.
Tim.
Right.
Timothy. Right.
Well, I like him better.
Much. He's, yeah, much.
Yeah.
Next time, it could be a real gun. There could be people. Really? Are you, really? If they, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. We got paintballed because we were hitting on some straight dudes because this is not a gay bar.
Right.
And you're like, I think they're...
How about this? Take this as a warning, because if you come back here and hit on some straight dudes,
it
you are gonna
be.
Get shot
right.
this time.
That's so awesome, though.
They were being nice.
Blowing it way out of fucking proportion.
Yeah.
Just fuck bitches and quit your fucking whining.
Yeah, what happens when someone does it with a real gun?
No! Oh, well, then I guess you'll see if heaven's real and
or hell.
Find out if God really likes gays or not.
Right.
Hey, when you get the answer, let us know. And that's it for that story.
Awesome.
So, what do you got?
This one is called Deputy Charge in Food Tampering Case.
Yes.
Yes.
Like balls on the cock meat?
Right, cock meat sandwich.
Nice.
A Franklin County Sheriff deputy accused of tampering with an inmate's food at the downtown jail faces criminal charges. Joseph Cantwell, 37, is charged with the misdemeanor counts of dereliction of duty, disorderly conduct, and health code violations, according to the press release.
And he was a cop?
Yeah. He
wow.
was he was like the jailer there, I
wow.
think. Wow. Oh, no, he's just a deputy. He's deputy sheriff, right. The inmate alleges that Cantwell and another deputy, Philip Barnett, brought a bologna sandwich to his cell
Whoa.
To eat on March 13th.
Whoa. Did you read this story before?
No.
Am I seriously having deja vu?
I pulled it up one time, but
and
I never
didn't do
did
it?
It. No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
It was bologna, and they fucking... He showed the guy a video on his cell phone of the guy fucking...
Did you hear it on another show? Because I know I pulled it up.
You did this story before, dude.
Okay, chat, did I do this story before?
All right, well, whatever, carry on, but I'm sorry, I could have sworn you...
I know I pulled it up, but...
Hey, hold on, I was gonna shave tomorrow, I was just waiting for tomorrow. Hold on, I'll go shave right now.
No, give me
like 20
Danny,
minutes.
Danny, what?
Shh. Well, we'll just wait for
I him. Hate it when he does that.
Your fault.
Are you kidding me? Are you actually shaving right now?
My whole fucking head.
You do that, because that needs to fucking get cut anyway. Sorry.
None of that.
Oh my god. Are you cool?
Ask a silly question.
Thanks, Danny.
Better?
No problem.
No. Did you even touch it?
No, he didn't. He just played with the razor.
He just made noise.
Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to teach her a lesson now. Right. What did you learn?
Absolutely nothing, of course. As soon as he finished eating the sandwich, Deputy Cantwell taunted him and took out his cell phone, in which he displayed a photo of another inmate in the jail with his penis on the bologna sandwich.
Are you sure you didn't read this?
Positive.
This is tripping me out.
You probably heard it on like four other podcasts.
I'm done listening to other podcasts.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. That is fucking with me.
And Cantwell was served in court, summons Friday. Barnett was not charged. Both deputies will face internal affairs investigations. The deputies have been assigned to duties in which they can have no contact with inmates, and that's it for that story. I just wanted to get
that was great.
Right.
Wow.
So, did they actually still have the cell phone video, or did they get rid of it?
Because
if there's no evidence, totally gonna walk.
It doesn't really say.
Plus, you're in jail. Like, is it supposed to be happy fun time, or are you supposed to eat meat and then get showed a video of a dude putting his dick on?
Right.
Like, it's jail. Punishment.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like, actually, I've had worse.
And honestly, during this tough economic time of depression, some people would rather be in jail where all of their bills are taken care of.
Free food, free
can't find a job.
Seriously.
I'd rather do jail. At least you just get to chill all day.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing today? Fucking nothing.
Nothing.
I might go fuck some assholes.
I might masturbate.
I might work out a little bit.
Right.
Make a few license plates. Other than that, man, I'm chilling. Take a shower. Like, seriously, what part of that sounds awful?
Well, as long as you're not the one getting nailed in the ass,
well,
I'm sure it'll be all right.
I mean, that's why I said I was going to fuck some ass, not get some ass fucked.
Who are we kidding, though?
Well.
If you're in jail.
Who are we talking, me or you?
I'm talking, well, either of us, honestly.
Well, I would be the alpha male. I would get in there and just be the fucking craziest
mother. Because you're
I'd
little,
like,
so
if you
like...
fuck me, you will catch this crazy,
and I have AIDS.
Yeah, but...
Who wants some? Bring it, boys. Let's go. It's open 24/7.
This one big fuck is going to be like, oh, yeah, me too.
Do it, boys.
I have AIDS, too. Oh. You're mine.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the big black guys in prison don't care.
Hepatitis?
Anyone? Hepatitis C? I got plenty to go
I got A, B's, and C's. Who wants them?
Oh, God.
All right, fantastic. This one's called Michigan Teen Arrested for Drugs Twice. In the same street. This might be Burger. Haven't heard from him in a few days.
It has been a few days. Wait, when was the last time he stumbled you something?
A few days ago.
Awesome.
Awesome. Kalamazoo, Michigan.
What?
Whoa.
It could be capital Z.
Also.
It could be McG.
Could also. Or Burger.
Right.
They all, wow.
Well.
They all live there. That's
in
awesome.
Michigan, yeah.
Authorities jailed a teenager who they say would not give up on his goal to roll a joint.
It's not that hard, bro.
It's a good, solid fucking...
Hey, starting small, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying,
baby
like...
Baby steps.
Not a quitter.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm starting with joints, I'll move up to blunts, you know?
Well, yeah, and that he didn't quit doing it if there...
Right.
He would not give up.
Yeah.
Like,
my father
first...
told me not to quit when
right.
I start.
You
That's
fuck
why
with
I have this awesome pill addiction.
The cloud...
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
And this awesome gun with no fucking serial number,
right.
Not registered. Oh, holler! That's why we don't fuck with the chat. Sea Monkey has stopped working. A problem caused the program to stop working. This one is
what?
Called...
My sea monkey just crashed.
Oh!
What? Did yours crash too?
Oh, it's crashing.
How the fuck did sea monkey...
I swear to Christ, if that's because of your brother and that virus thing infected our whole fucking network,
is that why Kuedit is fucked? I mean, it's okay at the moment, but
is it
that
still
why
recording?
It is recording.
Don't touch it.
We're still recording, I hope.
I hope.
Wow. Well, I can finish the... Fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? Is this one working? So far, so good. Are we still recording? Can you guys still hear me?
Are we still streaming on live video?
Danny and Brayden died. Yeah, so I'm still in.
Okay.
The main one.
We'll come back. Yeah. Here.
Wow, guys.
I don't even want to open Sea Monkey.
Like, I don't want you. Well,
I don't
here,
want it.
I'm gonna
anything.
Close this and open it again, and then finish that story.
Cause I'm just gonna let it record. I'm not opening
don't
Sea Monkey.
Don't touch it. And then as soon as we're done, you save that fucker.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause if shit gets all fucked up, I will fuck some shit up.
Yeah,
I will kill
I'm
us.
Pretty sure
I will
we,
kill myself.
I'm pretty sure we
work.
Said if this happened again, especially two nights in a row, that we are going to be selling all this equipment.
Yeah, and I'm done with this fucking show.
Forever.
Oh my god. So what story was that? Are you fucking kidding
this
me?
This is fucking ridiculous.
Got it.
Wow, internet. Wow.
Really?
Alright, please hold. How did that happen across
I don't know.
The
How,
network?
That I don't get. Like,
what
all,
did you open?
I didn't open it.
But how does that
first.
Affect mine?
I don't know. I was just actually typing in the
did
chat.
Did it hit that,
that
computer
it.
Too?
No, not that
no,
one.
No, but the
it
one
hit
in front of you.
This one and mine.
And this one.
And yours, but not this one.
That's
wow.
weird.
That is fucked up, dude.
How does that work?
I
don't know.
No clue.
That makes no sense at all.
I wasn't doing anything different
at all.
Did
someone hack our live video?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
If this crashes, I'm blaming your brother, so you know.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll all blame her brother.
I
okay,
really don't
then.
Care.
And this is back, and live video has still not archived anything. Thank you
of course.
Very much, live video. Fuck. Anything else care to go wrong? Sorry, I gotta pull up the story I was fucking reading.
Right, well, of course.
Of course. Apology. You tell us a story while I'm doing this.
Dude, I don't even give a fuck. I don't understand why shit has to keep fucking breaking. Like, seriously.
Maybe the internet's sick. Is the internet...
Yeah,
because
her fucking brother gave it AIDS.
There's a disturbance
that's why.
In the force,
I
okay?
Can we not blame everything on my brother?
Well, if he wasn't
he
looking up gay porn...
computer
we,
some shit.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't know that he was.
Oh, well... An 8-year-old stabs a 9-year-old, and he didn't know that
right.
that was bad.
But
I mean,
he still did
he's
it.
He's still going to jail.
Right.
Fuck.
He's still being tried as an adult.
Fucking A-Rod
so why don't you text him and be like, dude, you fucked my shit up.
I'm yes. taking
what
it out of
that
your ass.
Gonna do?
Maybe
I'd
make you feel better so I don't
it.
Have to hear it anymore.
So, right. Reported officers found the 17-year-old on a street rolling a marijuana cigarette and arrested him.
It's called a joint.
Right. He was released after posting a $100 bond and returned about an hour later to the same street where police again found him rolling a joint.
Right.
He was arrested for possession of marijuana and crack cocaine. The teen, who was not identified, was lodged in the Kalamazoo County Jail on the drug charges as well as for violating bond conditions. Would you go to another street?
Well, I would, but I'm not some stupid fucking teenager with weed and crack in my pocket.
My
so.
Parents said I wasn't allowed to leave this block.
Right. I'm not supposed to cross the road without my parents.
See, in high school, I used to go to this one street, and then the lady whose house I was next to got pissed, called the cops. They came out and caught me, took my smokes and my weed, and I went to the next street, like, two blocks over.
And bought some more weed.
And bought more weed,
right.
And yeah. I didn't get bugged over there, so it was fine.
That's cool.
I'm gonna kill you.
He didn't do anything.
I hate it when you do that.
He wasn't doing anything.
That sucks because even... there's a lag in here, so she looks at that and then sees what
Aww.
I'm doing. Right, and that's it for that story. Do you have any more stories pulled up?
Well, Sea Monkey fucking crashed.
How about you just don't touch that computer?
That's what I was saying. I don't want to open Sea Monkey now.
What was the other story? Thief swipes 83-year-old?
That was the other one I had.
Let me read your story for you, then we'll get the fuck out before anything else fucking breaks. Okay. All right, this one is called Thief Swipes 83-Year-Old Woman's 66-Year-Old Bike.
Why would you want that?
Let's find out.
It's
Lewiston,
an antique.
Maine. A thief.
No,
in
the lady, not the bike.
Right. A thief in Maine stole it. Did your brain just crash?
Yeah.
Because that was not fun. A thief in Maine stole a 66-year-old bicycle that belonged to an 83-year-old woman. Honestly, though, I think she's done with it.
She was just using it.
You're 83. Where are you going?
I need to get some groceries.
Right. On your bicycle.
Right.
83-year-old. Okay.
Right.
Ruth Slavinsky got the blue Huffy bicycle as a gift when she was a teenager in 1943. Did they make Huffies in 43?
Huffy is old, dude.
Huffies?
They've been around forever.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If Huffy's been around so long, why are their bikes complete shit?
Right.
Yeah, I can't
riddle me
that one for you.
Batman.
I actually have had a couple Huffies in
me too,
in
and they all suck.
They weigh like 200 pounds.
And they last about a year at most.
And they suck.
Yeah.
Also, right. She got it as a gift, right, as a teenager. The bike was stolen after she left it unlocked Saturday during a visit to a nursing home in Lewiston. Wait, a visit or you were going home?
That's where her friends were.
Oh, word.
She's gonna see her friends.
Southern Maine city of about 35,000 residents where she lives. So,
it just reminds me of downtown, that old guy that's always on that three-wheeler bike.
Yeah, that
going
dude.
He's
so
slow.
He's always in the Sykes parking lot.
I know.
Yeah.
He creeps me out.
Yeah, well, it's because he stares.
I know.
Yeah.
And,
and
you got to sit there and wait for him to grow, go across
is
the street.
All dripping.
Yeah, like, can you put your face back on your skull?
David says the cops pulled him over.
Because he goes in the middle of the fucking road because he has no fucking clue where the fuck he's at.
And
cool.
He should because his glasses are like that thick.
Right?
Hey, where's your great-grandkids at?
They're around here
somewhere. You should be put in a home by now.
He owns a bunch of shit on that block, too, which is really weird.
And honestly, you've been on this earth for 83 years, and you still haven't figured out that maybe you should lock your bike, even if it is a piece of shit Huffy? Because, granted...
Who the fuck's going to steal a bike in an old folks home?
Some fucking crackhead. That's who.
What the fuck
is a crack junkie going to the old folks home to buy fucking pills?
Right.
And they're like, fuck walking, I want to go do these drugs.
Oh,
I need
Huffy
to get home quick. Oh, what's up, 66-year-old Huffy? Mine. And that's it.
Done.
The bicycle, police said Slavinsky had left the bike near a mailbox. When she went back to it 2 hours later, the bike was gone. Or did she just forget where the fuck she parked it?
Right.
I should be a cop.
Yeah.
The bicycle has wide fenders and a large metal basket, of course.
What else would it have?
Excuse me. If you've seen it, holla. We'll holla back. When she went back to it 2 hours later, it was gone. Has fenders, basket, nursing home security video. Shows a man wearing a hat and dark clothing riding off on a bike that fit that description. Right, police said Slavinsky told them the bike had great sentimental value. And they're like, I'm done.
That's it for that story.
But like, you really, if it was
does
so
it matter
important,
anymore?
Lock it up,
yeah.
You fucking idiot.
If it was really that sentimental, you had a fucking lock on it.
Yeah, good.
Don't worry
about
it.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve your 66-year-old
a couple more
Huffy
years, you're gonna be dead and it won't matter.
I guarantee you, if you walk down the fucking street, you're gonna find it because the guy's like, this thing doesn't even fucking roll.
Right.
There's no air in the fucking tire.
There's no brakes.
There's no seat on it. I don't know how the fuck she was riding this thing.
It's a fucking post.
But the post is all sticky and it smells like rotten 83-year-old snatch. What the fuck? Why did I steal this?
This is a piece of shit.
Oh, right, because I'm a junkie.
Oh,
I forgot. And
right,
that was it for that story. I don't even want to end.
We
that
have voicemails.
It's been a crash. Oh, right. We got voicemails. 406-204-4687. If you guys want to leave us voicemails while we're flying to New York, maybe wish us happy flight, safe trip, yell the word bomb real loud. Maybe I'll get the mobile Skype thing and play them on my phone while we're in the plane.
All right.
First
in the
voicemail. And go.
Hey, yo, Matt and Braden. I just wanted to say, yeah, I feel sorry for you that you lost the show. By the way, this is Capital Z from StereoRadiation.com. Thank you for playing. Just tell your audience, it's not you, it's me. This has happened before. I'll talk to a doctor. I'll get some tests done. I'll look into getting a prosthetic podcast pump or some shit like that. But, y'all, it's real shit when that happens. And you'll bounce back, and you will fucking kick that monster in the balls. And anyway, keep up the great work, guys. It's been a blast. Bye.
Holla, Capital nice. Z from Stereo Radiation. Ooh. I will. We will bounce tested. Back. But I swear to God, if this happens again, if this show, if we go to save it, because I noticed live video still has not archived fucking shit.
And so then C-Muggy just crashed on 3 computers.
Right. So it's not looking good for the home team here.
Not so good at the moment.
As soon as this is done.
I'm going to click stop file save session as.
Yeah, but, don't do it too fast because then you'll
right.
crash it.
Right.
Right.
I'll give it a sec.
You just let me do it.
Okay.
Because, dude, if that would have been you that crashed it, I would have been so pissed at you.
Me and Brain were worried earlier. We're
seriously,
like,
though, because I would have been like, what the fuck did you do? But
I bet
because
it
was
me.
I'm like, I know exactly what I did. Yeah. So. But yeah, I'd rather it be me than you, because I right. might hurt you.
We were okay. so worried, dude. We were talking earlier before you guys went into work.
I know, we're like, is Matt going to kill himself?
Is this going to be the last episode?
Dude,
are we going to die?
I was so mad about that all fucking day. All right, well, thanks for the happy wishes. That is a...
That was funny.
Wait, are
a
we,
podcast
are,
pump?
Are we talking about my impotence or the fact that we lost an episode here?
Wait,
if
did we
talking,
lose it
both.
Because of your impotence?
Who told them I was impotent?
Wait, you're impotent?
Please.
Next voicemail, please.
Hey, Matt and Braden. It's Guardo. Just calling to say hey, and if you're recording after midnight, happy zombie day. So, yeah. That's about it. Wanted to wish you luck on your trip to the New York. You know, give some people some punches for me. Give Newsy a big shot in the frickin' face. I don't know, Mike. I'm indifferent too, but I think Newsy needs to get punched. So have fun with that, or actually maybe get Danny to beat up Newsy. I don't know. I don't really want to see you get your ass handed to you by some skinny gay black dude. So give that a go and let me know how that turns out. Take lots of pics. Later.
Fantastic. Nice. He's so referring funny. To the whole Nudesy and Mike the Intern thing. If you guys listen to Keith and the Girl a few episodes ago, they were talking about WrestleMania and how they want to invite these guys over, but Nudesy and Mike the Intern aren't friends with each other. So I was thinking, I know Nudesy, I got his phone number. I don't know the intern, but I'm sure Nudesy can get a hold of him. We'll bring him to our hotel room and be like, let's do it. This
and
guy called you a
fight.
Faggot. He called you a nigger, and go. Huh?
Right? Nice.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you, Guardo. From
Sounds
the hot...
like we're going to have something to do in
fuck
New York.
It. Guardo from the Hotcakes Podcast. Fantastic. Next caller, and go. Fantastic. Holla. I should really look at the time and not play ones that are 3 seconds long.
Cool.
Okay, he tries again. Ready? Redeem yourself, and click the button. Go.
Yo, is this live or not? Yo, cause what the fuck, yo? Yo, answer your telephone, yo. Jamhole.com.
I think this is Toka.
My name is Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. It's Mike Jones. I'm Mike Jones. Mike Jones. Wow,
nice.
Guys.
That
all right, awesome voicemails, guys. Keep them coming. Yeah, Vyolchik says it's Toka, he was wasted, for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it sounded like the guy that called. And,
yeah.
Right on. Well, I'm glad to have you guys listening. TheJamhole.com/forums, that's our kind of community there. TheJamhole.com, that's our site. Definitely, if you guys want to leave us voicemails to play while we're in New York, we won't be able to do that, but we will listen to them. Because we have 4 mics hooked up. For
right.
Us. Right, okay.
That'd be cool.
Awesome. And, other than that, just follow thejamhole.com/Twitter. thejamhole.com/Danny is her Twitter. thejamhole.com/Braden is his Twitter. Guardo says Zombie Day equals Easter. Oh, fuck, it's Easter. Right. See, we didn't even talk about any of that.
No, because we talked about it Friday.
Yeah, okay, it's gone.
Real quick.
No.
No. Easter Bunny, coloring eggs, right? Jesus died on the cross. You know how he was resurrected? You shove the rainbow-colored eggs up the Easter Bunny's ass. That gives him the magical power to resurrect the Lord.
Right.
It takes 3 days to do all that. So that's how that happened.
Well, he needs the 3 days to slowly...
It was much funnier when I explained it all.
Well, because we had like a 25-minute conversation about it.
Right, and then the holy water... Right. All right. Well, we'll bring the holy water with us. I really hope that works and doesn't crash. If it is, I'm glad there were more people that got to enjoy this show.
I hope someone was recording this.
Maybe I hope someone was perhaps recording this.
And they're like, cool, you wish you would have told us that before.
Right, when you started the show, thanks guys. But yeah, fuck, that's about it. We'll see you guys in New York on Monday. TheJamel.com/MySpace.
We'll be sleeping.
Right, but we will see you guys there.
Right.
TheJamel.com/vote. Give us a vote on podcast. If you haven't already, last any donations, TheJamel.com/donate. Give us some money, we're poor ass bitches. Yeah, other than that, there will be a show tomorrow.
Right. Well, today. Tonight.
Right. There will be one more show tonight. That'll be the farewell show. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys later on tonight. Goodbye.
Later.
And
later.
Go. Safe. Go.
Bye. Safe. Do it quick. No, you gotta go do it.
I'll do it. Fuck me.
Yeah, you go do it.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamHole.com.